Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. A snowy week has meant plenty of kids have sledding and snow days on their minds. But even if you're off school, you still have to get your homework done.
And if you are a kid that doesn't have enough homework, our education reporter is here with a quiz that you can play along with at home. Rachel Morello is in the studio. Hi there, Rachel.
Hi, I'm hoping these students won't get mad at me for giving them work on their time off.
Oh, I'm sure they love it. That's what they live for.
But they get to compete against you, Mitch Tite.
All right, well, let's see how they do.
Okay, this week the questions are all about state policies and things that people are tossing around to potentially happen in schools around the state.
So this is geared straight at the second graders.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Free tuition sounds nice, doesn't it? Well, that could be a reality for one specific group of students. That's if legislators pass a new bill which would grant free tuition and fees to in-state universities and technical colleges. Which group of students would this apply to, Mitch? Is it first-generation college students, foster children, or students who've received a voucher from the state of Wisconsin?
I'm going to go with foster children.
You are correct.
Hey!
Yeah, so national data shows only 20% of kids who've spent time in out-of-home care that have graduated high school go on to college. And the bill that's in front of the legislators now aims to curb those numbers. Like I said, it would waive tuition and fees for either 12 semesters or until the recipient obtains a degree or turns 25, whichever of those three things comes first. To qualify, a child must be a Wisconsin resident and either have lived in an out-of-home placement or been adopted or appointed a guardian since age 13. According to the State Department of Children and Families, that would actually apply to 7,500 kids throughout the state. And the UW system estimates more than 4,600 people within the system right now would qualify. So that's a pretty big proportion of the students. And actually, another number I'll toss at you, Mitch, more than one-third of the Wisconsin legislature's 132 members are backing this bill right now. So it's pretty popular.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It is also an election year.
It is. And actually, something that's interesting is that despite the fact that this could potentially cost the state a bunch of money and still result in some financial losses for the UW system, the UW system president is supporting this and legislators who have pushed for more funding for the UW system. So despite some of the complications it might cause, it's something people are throwing their weight into
it. It sounds like people are really thinking about the long-term gains that could come from something like this.
Yes, students that might not necessarily get that opportunity, like I said, that 20% otherwise.
Right, students who already have a lot of things working against them.
Exactly. One more fun fact, this would make Wisconsin the 29th state to offer some form of tuition assistance for foster kids.
Very good. So one for one here.
Yep.
Hopefully those of you playing along at home are also one for one.
Okay, question number two. Wisconsin's assembled a panel of lawmakers and school stakeholders who will get together over the next year to talk about redoing one of the state's education policies. What are they trying to fix? Is it school funding, school vouchers, or school transportation?
I'm going to say school transportation.
It is actually school funding.
Really?
Yes. The Blue Ribbon Commission on School Funding, that's what they're called. They got together in December, and they're charged with taking a look at the system of, or the formula for school funding in Wisconsin, which is really complicated, Mitch. I don't even know if I could tell you the exact
math. I'm surprised they're going to do it in a year.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. So public school funding makes up a third of the state's budget. It gets the most money of any state program. And the formula for distributing that money among schools is really complicated. A lot of people argue that it's unfair. So the people on this panel are going around the state. They've actually already been to Milwaukee last week, and they're coming back in a couple more weeks to get feedback about how people propose changing the formula or what sorts of distribution they'd like to see. And their goal is to put together a report to be considered for the next state budget, which would be in 2019.
So you are an education reporter. It is your job to cover this stuff. How difficult is it for you to wrap your head around how education is funded in the state?
Really difficult. I think it's even difficult for people who work in the Department of Public Instruction. And it's not just a math thing. It's not just because I'm not a math person. You talk about the different factors that are part of this formula. You have to talk about vouchers, which is a complicated system in and of itself. You've got to talk about aid for districts that it's called sparsity aid, districts where the populations are smaller because maybe they're further spread out. You might remember in this last budget cycle, the governor talked about increasing per pupil aid based on the number of students within a district. That's another part of the formula. There are just a lot of moving parts. And as districts are getting smaller, which is kind of the case in most districts, even MPS, the numbers make it harder to do those calculations. So I'm not surprised that it's hard for even the people at the top of the totem pole to figure it out.
Well, and presumably because there are so many factors at play in Wisconsin, it is more complicated here than it is in other states?
I don't know if I'd say that.
You have covered education elsewhere.
I have. And I think we have a unique situation here because we are a very rural state. Milwaukee is an exception. Madison's an exception. And the populations in those two places are so different than a lot of the other places in the state that the issues we have here aren't the same as the issues you'd have in the northern part of Wisconsin or the really western region. And so I think what makes it the most complicated is that these people are trying to make it work for so many different kinds of populations, but they can only have one formula.
And I imagine given the work that's going on over the next year, we are going to hear several times, not just on this feature, but throughout the course of your coverage on Lake Effect and on WWM News as changes are considered.
Yes. And anybody who thinks they have a clue about this formula, let me know, because I'd like to figure it out, too.
Rachel, thanks so much.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter. You can hear more of her work or drop her a line with suggestions for education stories at WUWM.com/education.